Have you ever looked in the mirror and wondered where your life is heading? Perhaps questioning how you let the aspirations of your youth die? Or pondering whether it will ever be possible to bounce back from the disappointments of life? I imagine there must have been times when St. Paul stopped to count the cost of following Christ, asking himself whether it was all worth it. He experienced shipwreck and imprisonment, suffered from a persistent thorn in the flesh. Yet the Damascus Road convert tells the believers of Philippi that he had reached the enviable position of being able to find peace in all circumstances because he had learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation. In the first letter Paul penned to the people of Corinth, a piece of writing which no doubt he would be shocked to learn is now quoted in part at weddings the world over, he shares the profound statement that without love we are nothing. Paul had grasped that there was a bigger picture than our life here on earth. We are heading towards the hope of heaven, and following God is what we were created for. When we are driven by love, we often do seemingly foolish things, whether that be waking before light to drive someone to the airport, foregoing a meal to enable another person to eat, or even giving up our lives altogether, martyrdom. I used to regularly see a commuter taking his two large Labradors for some early morning exercise, all before he headed off for work. He could have been tucked up in bed, but instead faithfully got up for the walk each morning. There must have been days when he wanted to stay under the warmth of a duvet, or just get an extra half hour of sleep. But he forced himself to go out no matter how he was feeling, knowing the consequence if he didn't would either be grisly or unhealthy dogs. When God came to earth as man, he made a choice to step out of the safety of heaven. Love drove him to enter an uncomfortable place, and the result was spectacular. It enabled us to have direct access to God and the promise of eternal union with him. We see that love is about self-sacrifice, laying down our own needs and wants out of a desire to bless others. But we can't do this by human effort and strength alone. We require divine help. Lent is a great opportunity for us as the body of Christ to step back together and take a look at the bigger picture of life, to assess where we're headed and remind ourselves of what truly matters. Spending time in prayer is the way in which we enter heaven whilst here on earth, getting caught up in the dance of love between the three persons of the Trinity. In that place, though, we rediscover how weak we are on our own, but are also confronted with the comfort and reassurance of a God who will not abandon us when we fail, but rather who lovingly offers us strength and encouragement, willing us to get up when we fall down. When we are faithful in prayer, we can join with Paul in saying, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."